two suicide bombings took lives in Israel today. First, a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a military base near Tel Aviv. At least 7 people were killed and more than a dozen wounded. The second blast occurred a little over 5 hours later at a cafe in Jerusalem. At least 6 people were killed there and dozens injured. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, what can you tell us first about the attack in Jerusalem this evening?
Well, police say that there was a security guard at the entrance to the cafe. He tried to stop the bomber. The bomber managed to get past him inside the cafe a few yards in, and then he blew himself up. The cafe was heavily damaged. There was a lot of blood on the floor from the dead and from the wounded.
Now, earlier today, you also went to the scene of the other attack, this one near Tel Aviv. What did you see there?
Well, the attack occurred at a bus stop at about 6 p.m. Israel time. The bus stop was crowded with Israeli soldiers who had finished their day at a nearby army base. At the bus stop, there were body parts. I saw one soldier's leg and an army boot. I spoke to one soldier, an eyewitness, who said that he and his friend had actually debated whether it was safe to go home via Tel Aviv when the bomber blew himself up. All of the dead and many of the wounded were Israeli soldiers. In that case, police said the bomber was a 19-year-old man from the West Bank. He was wearing civilian clothes. He walked into the midst of a group of soldiers and blew himself up.
And Linda, I understand there's now been a claim of responsibility for both these attacks.
That's right. The military wing of Hamas, Izzedine al-Qassam, sent a statement to Al Jazeera Television claiming responsibility for both attacks and saying, quote, despite all the Israeli security precautions, we told the Zionists it was payback time. What they were referring to was an Israeli airstrike on Saturday that narrowly missed killing the founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. He was lightly wounded in the attack when an Israeli airplane fired a missile at a house in Gaza. 15 other people were wounded, among them several children.
Linda, what can you tell us about reaction from both the Israeli government and also the Palestinian Authority, and in particular from the nominee to be the Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Correa?
An official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office said that today's attacks are further indication that the Palestinian Authority is doing absolutely nothing to rein in terrorists or to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure in their areas. Israel blames both Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as well as Hamas, which took responsibility for the attacks. The nominee to become Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Correa, issued a fairly strong statement of condemnation, saying, quote, we express our regrets and pain for the innocent lives lost as a result of violence and counter-violence. He said that such an act stresses once again the necessity that both the Palestinian and Israeli leadership search for ways to end this killing. Israeli officials said words are not enough. They want to see deeds. They want to see a crackdown on the Islamist Hamas movement.
Linda, at this point, is there anything left resembling the roadmap to peace, or is that completely in tatters at this point?
Well, it certainly seems to be in tatters at this point. Even before this latest wave of violence, neither side had fulfilled most of its obligations under the roadmap. Israelis charged that the Palestinians had done absolutely nothing to crack down on Hamas and various other militant groups. Palestinians charged that Israel continued to expand Jewish settlements and did not dismantle settlement outposts and did not take away roadblocks in the West Bank, all in violation of the roadmap. So even before this, the roadmap was in trouble. Now it certainly seems that a new cycle of violence has started, and the roadmap seems very far away tonight.
Okay. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.